Macmillan Audio presents Cowboys and Aliens, a novelization by Joan D. Vingy, based on the screenplay by Roberto Orsi and Alex Kurtzman, and Damon Lindelof and Mark Fergus and Hawk Ostby. Screen story by Mark Fergus and Hawk Ostby and Steve Oderkirk. Based on Platinum Studios' Cowboys and Aliens by Scott Mitchell Rosenberg. Read for you by Fred Berman.
Chapter 1. Spring had come and gone in the desert lands of New Mexico territory, with all the subtlety of an iron fist in a green velvet glove. For a few weeks, rain fell, usually fretful, with frequent rainbows, and the land that had been bleached of color put on a cloak of verdant grass, and a good year, even a show of wildflowers. It was a thing of beauty for weary human eyes to behold. But already the mantle of green was withering, laying bare the scarred, spectral face of the desert, its true face, amoral and pitiless. There were some who found peace, or at least possibility, in the desert's truth. A man who had never seen any other place, or a man who never wanted to see someplace else again. Even a man who saw the chance to get rich, in a land where the treasures of the earth often lay right on the surface, marking the spot where veins of rich ore, silver, copper, and especially gold, lay waiting to be sucked dry like bone marrow. A smart man on the road to a nearby destination, with a good horse and just enough food in his saddlebags, a canteen or two filled with water, might be glad it wasn't raining. But the man on whom the sun shed light as it rose over the distant rim of a mesa didn't even have a pair of boots. From the heights of the sky, he was no more than a speck in an emptiness as vast as the sky itself, lying like a dead man in the middle of a dusty trail. His dust-colored pants were torn out at the knee, his tan skin and short, tawny hair caked with sweat and dirt. The large red stain on his torn Henley marked the place where something had left a deep wound, still fresh in his side. The man who might have been dead twitched and moaned softly as the full-bore heat of a new day struck him. The unforgiving light of the sun shone in through his closed eyelids and reddened his skin like an open oven. Discomfort prodded him toward consciousness. He shifted again, growing more restless. Abruptly, the man sat up with a terrified gasp, like he'd been wakened out of a nightmare. He sat sucking in air as if he had been running all night, staring at the land around him with the empty eyes of someone who had no idea what he was doing there. The buzzards that had been circling on the thermals overhead, watching him with more than casual interest, canted their wings and flew off, disappointed. The man, dazzled by the light, never noticed, seeing the land around him in double vision. He kept blinking, until finally he knew, within a range of several thousand square miles, where he was. In the desert. Lost in the desert. He stared at his bare feet, protruding like strange plants from the bottoms of his pants legs. Where the hell were his boots? And then he grimaced, abruptly aware of a sharp, deep pain in his right side. He covered it with his hands leaning over. That only made it worse. He sat up straight, taking his hands away. They were red and sticky. The hell? He looked down at his shirt, seeing the deep red stain. Watched it blooming brighter as fresh blood oozed from its center. A wound? Bullet wound? He pulled up his shirt, looked at the blood-caked gouge in his side. He made a face and pulled his shirt down over it again. Nothing vital hit. He exhaled in relief. Wasn't even bleeding bad, considering how bad it felt. Wiping his hands in the sandy dirt, he took another long breath. Consciously. Cautiously this time. Lucky, he thought. Not wondering how he was so sure of that. He looked at his hands again, as something out of place nudged him further into the reality that was now. Around his left wrist, he was wearing a wide, thick piece of metal. A manacle?